And with the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations having fundamentally rejected a so-called peace proposal which calls for a new constitution in the war-battered country.
This unofficial paper is rejected every word and sentence, and it is not worth the ink that is printed on, because the Syrian people will not and do not accept solutions which come down on parachutes or on the backs of tanks.
Bashar al-Jafari criticized the U.S., Britain, France, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia for drawing up such a proposal. He also blamed them for the bloodshed in Syria. Jafari underlined the need for inter-Syria dialogue to resolve the years-long conflict in his country. He made the comments on the second and final day of the ninth round of UN-backed peace talks in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Previous rounds of talks failed to yield concrete results. And joining us now out of Vienna is our own Press TV's Homa Lezgi for an update. Hello, Homa. Nice to have you join us. Now, this proposal by the West, they kind of backed off from demanding the withdrawal or the removal of Bashar al-Assad as president. But it's funny because the proposal, what does it do? It wants to dilute presidential powers in favor of parlementary powers. And now we just saw Stefan de Mistura come out after the meeting. And what did he say? He goes, please, you guys, let's respect Syria's territorial integrity, its sovereignty, something that that proposal by the West and its two Arab allies countries is not really respecting. Your thoughts, please.
Yes, well, that is a major issue that could be seen maybe as one of the major stumbling blocks in the way of intra-Syrian negotiations. When we're talking about Syria talks, as Bashar al-Jafari described, include representatives both from the Syrian government and all members of the Syrian opposition. And they are, he says, to decide what happens when it comes to the country's constitution, future governance, elections, etc., etc. And though this has also been voiced repeatedly by Stefan de Mistura in words, on the ground, as you see here, as described by Bashar Jafari, is, according to him, this informal paper, he calls it, that includes proposals and offers on how the Syrian political movement can move forward. And it says that it's aimed at reviving the Geneva. Mr. Jafari was saying that that's ironic because, in fact, he says it's aimed at undermining not just the Geneva process, but the Sochi conference as well. And now that I come to the Sochi conference, I think this was one of the major issues, if not the major issue, that was at the focus of the discussions during. Now we're hearing, according to the official Twitter account of the opposition, the SNC, which is the negotiations committee known previously as the Riyadh Group, so because it's supported by Saudi Arabia, they've announced that they will not attend the Sochi conference. And the United Nations itself has not made it clear whether it wants to attend the Sochi conference. Mr. de Mistura said that it depends on the decision that the Secretary General of the United Nations briefing that he gets concerning the outcome of the Vienna talks, and it looks like that neither the UN envoy nor, of course, the opposition, which has made it clear, is satisfied with the way that the Syrian government delegation has been engaged in this process, because the government says as long as there is unacceptable preconditions it sees coming from the opposition, including, for instance, the issue of the ouster of Assad transition process, and now it says the foreign intervention issue, as long as these issues are remaining, that it's not viable or possible, the government delegation says, to go into details of negotiations concerning the political future. So a very dim outlook, a very grim picture, at least after 2 days of intense negotiations here. Of course, you can't even call them negotiations. Both sides have been holding the UN envoy, and they haven't even entered that phase of discussing issues like the constitution. As you heard there, Mr. Bashar al-Jafari said that it's completely unacceptable for the Syrian government to even consider the proposals that he says were offered by those five countries. So according to a lot of hearing, is that the Sochi conference, similar to the Astana process, that is expected to yield more results, as have the previous Astana conferences, because they at least led to, for instance, the creation of de-escalation zones. They believe that that process is going to be more fruitful, but we'll have to see if it refuses to take part, if the main opposition refuses to take part, how it will play out in terms of finding a political solution or a peace process for Syria.
Thank you, Homa. I was going to ask you another question. We have a slight little communication glitch. I want to thank you for that update. That was our own Press TV's Homa Lezgi joining us there out of Vienna, everyone. Thanks.